Now you have the reaction here of the prophet. And I could only wish that I could do justice to the remainder of this little book and of this chapter here. I know that I'm totally inadequate to present it as it should be presented to you. This is one of the great passages of the Word of God. I wish that somehow or another I could convey to your heart today something of the grandeur and the glory that you have in this section here. Now, let me read it all first and then come back. Verse 16, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Now listen to this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he'll make me walk upon mine high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. This man now gives us his own personal experience here at the end. He opened, by the way, with his own personal experience. Now, we have here the position of the prophet, and he tells about his own physical reaction to all of this. Did you ever have that sinking feeling in the pit of your tummy when some crisis faces you, or you come to some place in life where there is a great emergency? Well, that was the experience of this man. He says, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. And have you been so frightened that you could not speak audibly? I'm sure most of us have had an experience like that. I had that kind of an experience as a young man. I was going to see a young lady, and apparently some peeping Tom, after the girl next door had a young man that was keeping company with her, and after we would leave, apparently this peeping Tom found a place where he could get on the porch and he could look into both bedrooms on both sides where these girls, and they were sisters in both places, two girls in both places. And he apparently had been doing that for some time. And this night, well, they thought he passed by the window next door. And so they called where I was, and I very foolishly, the girl brought me her father's pistol, and I walked to the alley in the back. I should have stayed out of that backyard. But there was a big high fence there. And I was walking back, and I was getting ready to tell them there was no use being afraid. Wasn't anybody there. And all of a sudden, a form appeared right above me on that fence. That fella could have jumped down on me, but he was so frightened at seeing me, he didn't budge, and I didn't either. I tried to raise the gun to shoot, and I thank God I was not able to do it. I was so frightened. And I tried to talk, and I couldn't say anything. And the girl called her father and said, he's choking Vernon out there. And he wasn't choking me. I was scared to death. I just couldn't open my voice. And instead of being a hero like I intended to be that evening, I turned out to be a very sorry one. And the fellow, whoever he was, the peeping Tom, dropped down on the other side and started running. And I put the gun on the fence. I couldn't hold it steady. And I shot at him twice, but he was perfectly safe. I don't think I got, in fact, in his neighborhood at all. But the important thing is that I use that to let you know that I know what it is to be frightened, friends. and the voice to quiver. And then he says, rottenness entered into my bones. That means he couldn't stand up. I had to hold on to something. And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. In other words, he saw that God was going to move in judgment. And he knew that it would mean hard and difficult times. And he said, regardless of what happens, he says, though the fig tree shall not blossom, there'll be no fruit in the vines, there'll be no grapes, there'll be nothing.